This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 14, Busting Body Weight Exercise Myths, The Truth About Building a Better Body with Body Weight Workouts, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello, Life Optimizer, and welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of three podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. And really quickly, have you subscribed to the show yet? It actually helps us a lot if you do, and you'll get the newest shows delivered to you automatically. So if you haven't done so already, please take a second and hit that subscribe button. Okay, I'm going to keep this intro nice and short for today. So let's get this rolling and start optimizing your life. Busting Body Weight Exercise Myths, The Truth About Building a Better Body with Body Weight Workouts, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. It's always fun to take a sledgehammer to popular myths. We've done it before with 6 female strength training myths that won't die. Today, we're going to shatter some common body weight exercise and workout myths. So loosen up your arm and let's start swinging. Myth number 1, you can't get strong with body weight exercises. Yes, you can get crazy strong with bodyweight exercises, but please keep in mind the rule of specificity. There's a difference between getting strong on the power lifts, like squat, bench press, and deadlift, and being able to perform advanced bodyweight exercises, such as pistols and handstand pushups. The term strength is relative, and we must keep things in context. Will you become a world record powerlifter using nothing but bodyweight exercises? No, of course not. Building strength with bodyweight exercises is a huge plus for trainees who can't perform heavy barbell lifts, whether it's due to a lack of equipment or, as was my case for a long time, due to an injury. I tweaked my back over a year ago, and I couldn't squat, deadlift, or press a barbell without being in pain. But I still wanted to be strong. My solution? Focus on what I could do, and that was bodyweight exercises. I progressed my way to perform advanced bodyweight exercises, like L-sit chin-ups, handstand push-ups, and 1.5 rep pistols. So I got to scratch my quote-unquote strength itch using a different form of training. Bodyweight workouts allowed me to get strong, stay motivated, which is important, and even gave my physique a nice boost with some extra muscle and less fat. Win, win, win. Myth number 2, you can't sculpt muscle with bodyweight exercises. Quote, you can't sculpt muscle with just bodyweight squats and push-ups, end quote. While a beginner can certainly make progress and build muscle with just bodyweight squats and push-ups, they will eventually stop making progress. After all, you can only perform so many squats and push-ups before you're doing a ton of reps or you give up from excruciating boredom. That's why you must focus on progression with bodyweight workouts. You must challenge yourself to perform more difficult variations and improve your performance. For example, if you can perform flawless sets of traditional push-ups, you must challenge yourself to perform a more difficult variation. Or let's say you can't do a traditional push-up just yet, and I stress the term yet. If you focus your workouts on getting stronger, improving your performance, and progressing towards more advanced push-up variations, you will get results like sculpting some sexy muscle and losing excess fat. Here's how your progression could look if you had to start with elevated push-ups, like having your hands on a bench or on a table, something like that. First, you would start with elevated push-ups, which could then lead to elevated push-ups from a lower height, which in turn could translate to traditional push-ups, and then to close grip push-ups, and then on to feet elevated push-ups, and so on. As you work your way from elevated push-ups to feet elevated push-ups, you'll sculpt some muscle and build a better body. Plus, you'll get stronger and achieve physical feats you weren't once capable of. This is a total win. Easy peasy. Bottom line? Progression and using advanced variations is how you can sculpt muscle with bodyweight exercises. Neglect this rule and you won't get results. Myth number 3, bodyweight workouts are too easy and don't provide a physical or mental challenge. Again, if you never progress beyond the standard bodyweight exercises, you'll get bored to tears and not make any progress with your physique or your strength. You need to follow a program with planned progression so you stay motivated to work out and to keep challenging your body and mind. This is where strength training techniques for busting plateaus like rest or pausing during sets, time sets, tempo manipulation, and 1.5 reps come in handy. Using the 1.5 rep method instantly makes the exercise more challenging. Give it a shot and you'll see for yourself. Not only do techniques like 1.5 reps, rest or pausing, and others provide much needed variety, they allow you to improve your performance and challenge yourself in unique ways. Plus, they're fun. That's the solution. Use different techniques to provide a challenge and change of pace. Myth number 4, bodyweight workouts aren't the best way to build an awesome physique. Quote, there's no way you can build a great physique using only bodyweight exercises, end quote. I used to believe this myth many years ago. Then I had no choice but to use bodyweight only workouts. First, let me get this out of the way. There's no optimal tool or holy grail of building a better body. I'm not going to sell you on the lie that OMG, bodyweight workouts are the best assist, that's totally a word, and ultimate way to build an amazing body. Bodyweight only training is awesome and provides many unique benefits, such as you don't need equipment, the ability to work out anytime and anywhere, and it's also a great way to overcome nagging aches and pains that develop from traditional weightlifting. But barbell exercises are awesome too. So are dumbbells, and kettlebells, and sandbags. You can build a great body with any of those tools and combinations thereof. But if you want a new challenge, the ability to work out anytime and anywhere, to cut your dedicated workout time in half, since you can do bodyweight workouts anywhere, then I would say that bodyweight workouts are the ultimate no excuses way to do so. If all you need is your body weight, you don't have any excuse not to work out because you can do them anywhere. And you can check out some more bodyweight exercises at neashanks.com. Sigh. All of that to say, yes, you can build an awesome body with bodyweight only workouts. And if you've never challenged yourself to use primarily bodyweight exercises and focus on progressing towards more advanced variations, chances are you'll reap some awesome physique changing rewards in the process. That's what happened when I used bodyweight workouts. Boom, myths busted. Hey, do we have a explosion sound effect that we can use in here? We don't have the budget for it? All right, you're just gonna have to deal with me saying boom. All right. Boom, myths busted. Mission accomplished. At least until next time when we'll bust 4 other bodyweight workout myths. You just listened to the post titled Busting Bodyweight Exercise Myths, The Truth About Building a Better Body with Bodyweight Workouts by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Nia actually demonstrates some of the stuff she's talking about in a video that goes along with her post. So if you want to check that out, you can find the link to her post over at oldpodcast.com. While you're there, you might notice there's a red bar along the side that says Ask a Question. Here you can actually send in a question to me, and there's a good chance I'll answer it right here on the show. I did that last week on Friday. I answered an audio question from a listener about vegetarian and vegan diets. And tomorrow, I'll be answering some more. So if you want to have your question answered right here for free, come by oldpodcast.com and send in a question. It can be about diet, nutrition, fitness, disease prevention, stress management. Anything along those lines is perfectly fine, and it's super easy to do. And that wraps up the 14th episode. I will see you in Friday's Q&A show, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.